The most polluted parts of the Great Lakes are known as areas of concern. There are over 40 of these hot spots in harbors and bays or in rivers that dump into the lakes. At many sites, the pollution has led health agencies to tell people to be careful about eating certain types of fish. But that hasn't stopped some anglers from doing their thing.
That was the best cast I've seen today.
Marl and his buddy Paul are standing underneath an elevated freeway in Milwaukee. They're casting their fishing lines into Lake Michigan for brown trout, perch, or whatever wants to bite. Though Milwaukee's estuary, that's the harbor and nearby rivers, is a toxic hotspot, Marl says he pays little attention to fish consumption warnings.
Whatever I catch, I eat. I eat it on whatever basis I feel like eating it. You know, if I want to eat fish every night for a week, I'll eat it for a week. It doesn't seem to affect me in any way.
But nearby in the Milwaukee Harbor, researchers point to pollution that seems to make the casual approach to fish consumption here quite risky. This tugboat is pushing a barge that's about to take a load of coal from a huge coal pile at the water's edge. The pile is uncovered. During heavy rains or snowmelt, there's runoff from the coal into the harbor. Great Lakes researcher Jeffrey Foran says that's hardly the only pollutant in the area.
It's a virtual alphabet soup of pollution, and we can name a few: PCBs, PAHs, contaminants from sewage runoff historically, metals, cadmium, chromium.
Foran heads the Great Lakes Water Institute at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. He says there's actually been some improvement in the surface water quality over the last couple of decades. But Foran warns the sediment in the Milwaukee Harbor, by and large, remains toxic muck. Those toxins make their way into the food chain. Foran says Milwaukee's problems aren't unique.
If you took the problems and simply dropped the name Milwaukee Harbor, you could insert those problems into probably the majority of the areas of concern throughout the Great Lakes Basin.
Hundreds of millions of dollars have been spent on cleanup work at the various sites, but only one project at Waukegan, Illinois, is largely done. So environmental groups hope Congress, during its deliberations on the EPA budget this spring, will approve the extra $50 million in cleanup funds President Clinton has proposed. But Great Lakes United Executive Director Margaret Wooster says the money should be targeted to just a few hotspots.
And do the complete cleanup right, from soup to nuts kind of thing. That is, from the initial making sure that if there's a polluter, that the polluter pays for their share, as has happened in many cases, to good dredging techniques.
Wooster also says there needs to be good places to dump the dredged material. Then should come monitoring to make sure the water body doesn't become fouled again. If there are more success stories around the Great Lakes, environmentalists believe lawmakers will then allocate additional money to finish work on the other sites. But the Great Lakes community isn't completely sold on the targeting of funds. William Smith is a citizen advisor to the Clinton River Area of Concern, north of Detroit. He wonders how long it would take to hear about complete cleanups.
And when these one demonstration projects are done, they're distant. The transfer of information is long in coming, and, you know, sure, it's nice for some harbor to go after this, but, you know, if you're looking at across the board on the Great Lakes, I think it'd be much better used to go after problems in individual areas of concern as opposed to two or three separate projects.
Smith says $1 million or $2 would mean a lot to some of Michigan's smaller hot spots. That's because state officials would probably match the federal funds. But whether the federal money is targeted to a couple sites or divided evenly in all the areas, Smith agrees with the large environmental groups on one thing. He says the recreation and health needs of Great Lakes citizens should prompt Congress to approve the president's plan. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.